The CNIB approached nearly 100 candidates in the provincial election to get their response to issues of importance to the blind and visually impaired. But only three candidates responded to the survey on accessibility. Debbie Ryan is the program lead, advocacy and public engagement with the CNIB. She joins me live in studio. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Patty.
How disappointed are you with the response?
Well, I'm not actually surprised by it. I got to be honest, because, you know, over the years, and I've been advocating for people with vision loss for 26 years now, and I've sat around many tables and had many conversations, and there seems to be a trend, and the trend is you seem to get momentum. You almost get to a point where you believe people are really caring and they really want to do something for you, and then all of a sudden, boom, it stops. So with this election, we started back in September 2017, and we organized a group of self-advocates, because I firmly believe that people who have the lived experiences should be the ones in the community talking to the community about some of the barriers that exist and helping them understand what it means to live with vision loss. So we sat down and we thought, you know, there are a lot of issues that are impacting people with vision loss today.
And what are some of the key issues?
Well, you know, one of the biggest barriers, I think, is access to transportation, because if you can't get to your post-secondary education, or if you can't get to a job, you're not going to get either the education or the employment. So getting around where you are, and it's really a bigger concern in rural Newfoundland. In rural Newfoundland, not only is it public transportation, but really, if you think about it, there's no sidewalks, there's no way of getting around. So even getting around your community in smaller areas of the province is really challenging.
So what can be done there? I know with public transit, there's all sorts of speaker systems can be employed and what have you. But what about in smaller communities with nowhere to walk but the shoulder of the road? How does government even adequately address that transportation issue?
Well, you know, it's one step at a time. So I think, you know, and based on what we saw come back from this survey is a complete lack of knowledge. I mean, I knew that we weren't really, I've always said we're invisible in terms of a portion of the population. I think we're invisible. I don't think, I think because people have these perceptions of what it is to be blind or partially sighted, they automatically tend to think that, well, there's nothing we can do for you. They don't think of you in the context of being a participating member of the community. So I think one of the things that we need to do going forward is start talking to our municipalities. They are the people in the communities across the province who know their communities better than anyone else. They know who lives in the community, what they do or don't do. So I think that's going to be my next step going forward, is to start talking to municipalities. We're already in the process of talking to government about the significance of things like accessibility legislation, which will basically guide a process that will see our buildings, our public transportation, more accessible. So I, you know, that's an ongoing process and a very slow one. But when I think about rural Newfoundland, more so than I do the urban centers, I think that talking to people in the community about some of the things that you can do that might help a person who is blind or visually impaired get around the community and participate, I think that might help us in our case.
We've been talking about the School for the Deaf, inclusive education, the accessibility legislation, which has really stalled out. Sometimes I think inclusion is thrown around as a, well, maybe it's a throwaway word. And unfortunately, that's the reality. Before we run out of time, Bill C-81 is making its way through the Senate, and there's a couple of powerful quotes that have come from that which really do a nice job in summarizing the issues that you deal with day to day.
Absolutely, Patty. On Monday, in the third reading of Bill C-81 in the Senate, Senator Munson took a quote from CNIB's VP of International Affairs, Diane Bergeron, who, by the way, happens to be blind. He said, having a disability is exhausting, and I do not say that lightly. But when you have to deal with discrimination, rights violations, different pieces of legislation, criticisms, people not thinking that you have value in your communities, it makes it worse. And the current system is unfair and unacceptable.
Thanks for this morning, Debbie.
Thank you, Patty.
That's Debbie Ryan. She's the lead advocacy and public engagement with the CNIB.